Well, at the moment, we've made, well, there's two, you know, one of the young pros has been told that he won't be staying, and Lawrence Wilson's been told he won't be at the club next season either. But apart from that, everyone else is fighting for the futures. You know, as I say, it's a little bit uncertain. The club's up for sale. We've not discussed next year's budget. And that was the disappointing thing. You make the changes for the right reasons on Tuesday night. You know, off the back of a good win, the lads who are coming into that team to continue that feel-good factor and go out and have a right good go. But, you know, in the past, I've got a lot of the players tied up that we want to keep. But this season, it's been a little bit more awkward. Certainly in the respect that we've got quite a few lads in the forward positions who've been doing well. So we've offered them contracts. But at the moment, they haven't turned them down, but they haven't accepted them as well. So it's, you know, if I take, you know, Sean Miller's situation, for instance, he's on 15 goals. He's been offered a contract around Christmas time. He's not accepted, he's not declined it. But I've got to look at what we've got to do with regards to next season. There's a chance he might not be at the club. So I've got to make sure that I'm getting more minutes into Paul Mullen, who will be at the club. So it's one of those things in football. There's quite a bit of uncertainty. I think out of the start 11 the other night, there's probably, I think, only two lads who are on contract for next season. So you expect a bit of fight and a bit of desire to, you know, to go out and say, right, this is my chance, I'm going to take it, I want to show the manager that I want to be at the football club. And that was the disappointing thing. But when we got the lads on, with regards to the Ellisons and Barhusens who are on contract next season, you could see, you know, what they're all about, and they lead by example. So, you know, there's a lot of work to be done and determination from everyone. You know, whether they've got their eyes on going elsewhere or what have you, or staying at the football club, you know, we owe it to ourselves, we owe it to the football club, and we owe it to our supporters to finish as strongly as possible. You can't never take anything for granted in football. We've just got to make sure that we go to the next game now, we give it our best shot and try and win that game in front of our home fans like we did against Barnet last time out, and finish the season strongly, and then we'll see where we're at.
It's Hartlepool next. They saw an unbeaten run come to an end midweek. Does that make them a tougher proposition?
Well, they've picked up. They've got good players there. They've brought one or two new lads in who seem to give them a lift. A new manager. And as you say, they've been on a decent run. Got beat on Tuesday night. But we know the likes of Billy Painter, you know, good player at this level. You know, he's got goals in him. He seems to be the focal point of them. They've brought a couple of other players in who give them that lift. You know, like any other game at the level, you know, anyone's capable of beating anyone. So we've just got to make sure that we do a little bit on Hartlepool to see where the strengths and weaknesses are, and make sure that when we go out there, we try to counteract their strengths and make sure that we force our strengths upon them, and make sure that we try and win the game, score goals, you know, concede, try and keep a clean sheet. It's something that we haven't done for a long time, but as I say previously in the interviews, so far this season, we've been very inconsistent, very 50-50. And as I say, every game we've created chances and scored goals, but, you know, we're leaking them at the other end as well. So we've got to tighten up that end and make sure that we keep doing what we're doing going the other end.
And as you said there, Hartlepool got a new manager. What do you make of the job that Craig Heidgren's done since taking over?
He's done very well. You know, they were in a poor position, but as I say, you know, he's given them a lift. He's got a couple of players in that have given them a lift. And, you know, they've got themselves on a decent run, you know, up until Tuesday. So he's done an excellent job. You know, he has been there in the past. He knows the game inside out. He's very experienced. I've met him a few times. He's a good fella, and I'm sure he'll do well. So hopefully that's after Saturday.